From the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Sometime, when the river is ice, ask me mistakes I have made. Ask me whether what I have done is my life. These words by William Stafford are some of my favorite lines of poetry. Ask me whether what I have done is my life. What does it mean to live the life that is ours? I believe that the beginning of answering that question comes when we understand that it all starts with God. That it is God who knew us before we were born, and God that consecrates God's people to live their lives. One of my favorite writers is Frederick Buechner. Listen to his description of beginning to understand that there was something beyond himself, telling him he was known and consecrated before he was born. "I entered Union Theological Seminary in the fall of 1954. If anyone had told me as little as a year or so earlier that I was going to do such a thing, I would have been no less surprised than if I had been told I was going to enter the Indianapolis 500. Though I was brought up in a family where church played virtually no role, through a series of events from childhood on, I was moved, for the most part without any inkling of it, closer and closer to a feeling for that mystery out of which church arose in the first place, until finally the mystery itself came to have a face for me. And the face that it came to have was the face of Christ. It was slow. It was obscure. And the result was that I ended up being so moved by what I felt that I found it inadequate simply to keep it inside myself like a secret, but had to do something about it." The words were placed on his tongue and in his pen, and he had to let them out. These words came to mind today as we hear God letting Jeremiah know what his life is to be. In words that are said in an undeniable voice, Jeremiah hears that his life has been consecrated right from the start. He is called by God. And the thing is, it's not going to be easy. The call is filled with challenge and burden, with trouble and turmoil. He is bringing a word people do not want to hear. They need it, but they don't want to hear it. The people are in grave danger, having put the covenant with God way down on their priority list. And they have now lost their sense of living life with God. They're about to be dragged away to exile in Babylon. There, they will not know how to worship, how to sing the Lord's song in a different place. And Jeremiah's call is to tell them that that is what is coming. This is a hard message to bring. Jeremiah lives his life needing to say it, knowing as surely as he knows he is alive that he must bear this news to God's people because God has put these words on his mouth and in his lips. He hears them. And even as the message is destruction, he also hears the words of building and of hope. And he brings it all to God's people. The words are in his mouth. Has that ever happened to you? Have words come in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, in a way that you knew they were your words to say? Maybe as you heard a friend talking about a problem, and suddenly in a voice louder than your own, you heard words you needed to say, words of comfort, words of courage. Maybe it was in a workplace and there was a discussion going on that you felt in your soul was broken. And you had the sense you should say something. A word of love to a word of hate. So did you say them? Or did you swallow them? With excuses like Jeremiah. We need to be listening to be able to hear and live the words that are our lives. They are a gift from God. They start with God, placed in us, especially in situations, in times when we lay down our own desire to control and hear things that we may or may not want to. Imagine Jeremiah. He did not want to bring this word of destruction. He would have much rather said, "Don't worry about that. It's all going to be fine." But that was not the word that would actually feed the people. His words help people make sense of the desolation they felt and learn to look for God, no matter where they were. There are times in our lives when God's word comes and needs to be said or lived in a new way through us. But how do we know it's God's word? We have all heard God's word be used in a way that feels hateful rather than loving. How do we know that it is God's word that we are called to bring? Maybe the biggest clue is in the first passage we heard today, in 1 Corinthians 13. Is it a word of love? Oh, it might be challenging. It might be love that tells people that there is trouble ahead, but it will not be a message that abandons them. As the choir said, never alone. It will not be a message that condemns them, that sentences them to hopelessness. Jeremiah never turned his back on the people. He stayed in relationship with them. God gives us words in the middle of relationship. Love that is patient and kind. Love that is generous rather than envious. Love that thrives on sacrifice rather than arrogance. Those are the words that move us into the place in which we open our hearts and our hands to receive the word that God has given to us. Because it all starts with God. To live the life that has been placed in us, we need to open ourselves, to read the Bible, to dwell in God's holy word, to pray, to listen for the life that has been given to us, to see and experience the bread of God. and the cup and the blood of Christ given in love of us. Sometime when the river is ice, ask me mistakes I have made. Ask me whether what I have done is my life. When the river is ice, I want my answer to this question to be yes. It is my life that I have lived, the one that God gave me, the one where I said the words that were placed on my tongue, and share the love that was mine to share. May we each be open to let God's love speak through us today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.